Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
What up, guys? Today's episode is super dope. Why? Because we don't have ads. Why? Because it's episode 20, dude.
Yeah, we don't need ads for episode 20.
Bro, we're rolling in that ad revenue, dog.
Dude, round numbers, we don't take ads. They're always like, hey, do you want to do it for 20, maybe 30, 40, 50?
We're 21. Like, no. Ads are coming in hot. But for this one, I was like, dude, I bought a pack of king-size Skittles yesterday. I don't need your ad money.
Wow, you got money.
I need your ad money.
You got money like that?
No, it's crazy.
Dude, king-size?
King-size.
Dude, have you ever bought king-size and just crushed it?
That's the only way you can eat king size.
Really?
Have you ever shared a king size? Family size is depressing. King size is like, yeah, bitch, I'm a king. Family size is like when you got the Ziploc. If it's got a zip on the top, that's when it gets sad.
Yo, yeah, that's
because the noise of the zip when you open it again, it's like, you back again? Okay.
Yeah, but here's more depressing if you don't hit the zip. If it's just open once and you crush it.
Oh,
and
the whole? No,
the only time you hear the zip is when you're throwing it away.
Only exception is if it's a movie over 2 hours and 45 minutes, you know? If it's a long-ass movie, is that you'd just be eating.
Is that how you justified it in your head before?
Yeah.
Are you an overeater? You don't seem like an overeater.
Nah, not really. Well, a snack overeater. Like, dinner, no. But, like, you throw the right snacks in front of me.
Oh,
you throw a bowl of Swedish fish around me? Dog, that's on me.
Swedish fish?
You don't fuck with the Swedish fish?
Look at my face. Do you think I fuck with Swedish fish?
I think you need to.
Look at my face.
When was the last time you had some, though?
I've never had them. I've had them. They're disgusting.
What? Okay.
They're disgusting.
That's disgusting, your opinion, because they're amazing.
They're not. How are they amazing? They got one flavor. The one flavor, rubber. That's it.
Okay, rubber mixed with Hawaiian punch. It's amazing.
But think about that.
You get your aminos, though, because it's a fish. It's healthy. Protein in it.
Oh, I don't think you know what they are.
No, I have no idea what a Swedish fish is, dog. I just went into a Ralph's one day. I was like, yo, that fish looking mad Swedish. And the guy's like, yeah, it's a salmon. I was like,
do you think, like, fishermen go to, like, Alaska and they put, like, nets in the water and then they get the Swedish fish and then put them in the king-size thing and then zip? Do you think that's what happens?
Is that not?
Oh, no. No. Oh, no, Trevor.
You don't like Swedish fish? What's your go? You don't like candy, though. So,
right. I mean,
what's your candy? Raisinets?
Oh, dude, I love Raisinets. No, actually.
That was a direct shot.
You were trying to shoot me right in the face, and I kind of felt it a little bit. I feel kind of hurt.
I feel like somebody who hates on Swedish fish would be like, yeah, Raisinets and lozenges.
Right,
and
people are like, yo, you know what I fuck with? Werther's. Granola. You're like, that's not even a fucking...
They're like, yeah, there's a gram of sugar in there. I hated that.
What's my go-to candy if I'm like, fuck it, I'm a candy, like, I feel candy-ish?
Yeah, you got that urge.
Woo. I like Reese's Pieces.
Okay.
Like, Reese's Pieces, they're the, like, M&M things, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Reese's Pieces I super fuck
creamy
with.
Creamy-ass M&Ms.
Yeah, any type of Reese's I'm, like, very into.
Reese's are solid.
I would fuck
also feel,
a Reese's up.
I thought you were saying you were about to fuck a Reese's. And
I could
like,
fuck a Reese's,
that is
dude.
The most plausible candy you could have sex with, though.
Yeah.
It's the most, if you were to compile a Reese's.
Yeah.
It's the most fuckable candy, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And then you can fuck it into Reese's Pieces, bro. You just blast that shit to smithereens, dude. That's
how
they're created.
Do you think that's how they do it?
Honestly, bro, is that Reese's Puffs the cereal? It's just a whole bunch of dried up fucking Reese's Pieces cums?
Yeah.
Wow.
Did we just, listen, this is a free podcast, guys. I just want to let you know, this is a free podcast. You guys learn so much.
So.
This is great. But you could fuck a Reese's.
You 100% could.
Let me ask you a question. Would you eat the middle first or just put your dong through it and then let the peanut butter fall on the ground like, I fucked your bitch?
Oh, man. Wow. That's not a challenge I've ever thought I'd be faced with. I would probably, yeah. I would blast right through it. You have
I would
to.
Blast to it.
You have to.
Yeah, because I would feel like, listen, I'm fucking you, so I'm going to disrespect your peanut butter and throw you on the ground.
It's also a little bit more serial killer if you cut out the hole. Like, you spend the time to be like, has anybody seen the X-Acto knife? They're like, it's in the same place you left it last week.
And you're like, thanks, Mom. You're like, you still live at home.
Yeah, so I feel like if you just blast through it, you're like, mentally, you're like, God, just like the Kool-Aid man through the wall.
Yeah.
But if you cut a hole, it's like, that's premeditated. You can't premeditate fuck a Reese's.
I mean, listen, you're already a weirdo if you're fucking a Reese's. But if you're taking like little kid scissors and cutting a hole in the Reese's with like pink scissors, and then you're fucking it, that
extra step is very Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, you've murdered.
Even him would be like, fam, just fuck it, right?
Well, what do you think Jeffrey Dahmer's favorite candy is? Sweet
Abba
Fish,
Zabba.
Bro.
Abba Zabba. Probably Abba Zabba because it's a weird ass texture. It's like kind of an off white, kind of like a skin, and the inside is like a peanut butter. Right. I feel like he warms it up for like 10 seconds, then he just fucking. Maybe that's a Ted Bundy one.
I think that's a Ted Bundy. What are those? What are those snow caps?
You think snow caps?
No. But I'm just saying because those are vile, and I don't think anyone has bought snow caps since like 1973.
Yeah.
So maybe that's his candy go to choice because it's fucking weird.
Yeah.
It's a weird texture.
It's like fucking a cat's tongue or something.
Dude, you fucked a cat's tongue?
Yo, summer of 07 was crazy.
I was lonely as shit, bro.
I was an intern at a Petco, and the lights went off one time. And
I get hard every time I see pets one or two.
Well, we are just flying into this one.
Yo, we are flying through just like my dick through a Reese's, dude.
Through a Reese's, dog. It's the most. If Reese's ever hits us up for a sponsorship, I feel like it's from this episode, you know?
I think so, too.
It's good, yeah. I mean, what candy would you get down dirty? Reese's?
Would I fuck?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably a Reese's. I think we talked about this last time, but I think fucking a Gusher would be funny.
Gusher.
But like, you'd have to have a whole, dude, actually putting a bunch of Gushers in your hand and then jerking off at the same time.
Wow.
That would, because every there'd be Gushers everywhere. You know what I mean? Just all types of Gushers.
I have too much respect for Gushers. I couldn't do that.
Yeah, like, that's disrespecting
like,
them.
Like, man. You know, like when a girl's like, she's like, you're only the second guy I've ever been with. Very wholesome.
Yeah, liar.
That's Gushers. Yeah, liar. Yeah. That's Gushers to me. It's like the innocent girl that just got out of like a 5-year relationship. And you're like, I could not cheat on you. That's Gushers to me.
Right.
I need like a disrespectful ass candy that I could just fucking plow through. Like a Take Five. Ain't nobody give a shit about a Take Five.
Life. I would put a fucking Take Five in my asshole, dude. No problem. Because it's like, fuck you, dude. It looks the same, though. If you put it up there and then take it out, it's like you wouldn't even know if it's shit or a Take Five.
Just ugliest candy bar ever.
I'll be honest, though. You look at a Take Five, you look what's in it, you're like, this is going to be fire.
What is it? Peanuts, pretzels? Penis, pretzels. Nougat.
Nougat.
Nougat might be the worst name you could throwing a candy bar.
Nougat.
Get the nougat.
Nougat's just a shitty word in general.
Terrible.
Nougat. Nougat, dude. If someone called me a nougat, I would stab them.
What if you just met a kid named Nougat?
Nougat Johnson, bro?
Nougat. Imagine getting piped by a dude named Nougat. I'm here to announce that Nougat and I are having our fourth child, Honey Dip Peanut. But yes.
We are here to
Nougat! Get in here, Nougat!
Oh,
Nougat sounds
God.
like a racial slur.
That's what I was gonna say. It sounds too close, man.
It's weird. A nougat.
Ooh,
I think it'd offend a white person for sure.
Oh, you could offend a lot of people, I think.
I'm kind of offended right now.
I think we have to stop saying it.
Should we just bleep it all from here on out?
Yeah, I think if we went live on YouTube, they'd take us off.
Oh, yeah, demonetized instantly.
Yo, yeah, dude, we can't be a nougat and just leave it on there, dude.
Bro, you got to chill.
My bad. I got to stop being a nougat and stop using that word.
Yeah, man, you can't just be throwing it out there like you're a fucking Take Five bar or something like that.
Bro!
Like your dad's a Take Five. You think since you have Take Five, you can just be throwing out nougat like that? My bad, I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, dude, come on, man.
That's a crazy random word. Well.
Oh, man.
I like this episode. It's going to be fun. Why? Also.
I'm having a great time.
It's going to be a great time. I got some questions for you. Last week, you interviewed me, right?
Yeah.
We did that. So I got some questions for you.
Oh, this. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm ready.
It's an interview.
I'm ready.
I wanted like a spotlight or something. Do you want to get into questions right now, or do you want to talk about what's going on in your life, or do you want to just dive into the nitty gritty?
Oh,
of the
so you're
questions?
Letting me sort of like choose my own adventure in this. In
it's
this
like
set.
It's like a truth or dare where there's no right answer. I yeah. also hate truth or dare because everybody knows what they want to ask. Like when you're in seventh right. grade, you say truth or dare, they're gonna get it out of you. They're like, "I dare you to tell the truth." You're like, "You can't fucking do that."
Yeah,
you get one wish. You can't wish for 1,000 more wishes.
Yeah, you know the rules.
Yeah,
you know the fucking rules. Just ask me a question.
I dare you to tell the truth. Did you make out with Samantha on the blue? Park. Yes.
I did. I think I so. Did.
You didn't? Well, I dare you to do it.
Dude.
Truth or Dare got
yo,
horny so quick.
Don't be a nugget
quick.
And make out with Vanessa.
Why did Truth or Dare get so horny so quick?
No, like my dick like, moved a little bit when you said Truth or Dare. I'm not going to lie, dude.
Bro, it would be like one person would do like the palate cleanser. It would be a clean yeah. one like, oh, go ding dong ditch the Jeffersons. It'd be like, cool. Kyle, what about you? Truth or dare? I dare you to fuck this Reese's peanut butter cup, dude.
It went from zero
like, it
to
would be
eight,
so quick.
To eight, yeah, to 8,000.
Like one person. Same with I've never. I've never always got. Like, do you ever play I Never Grown Up?
Yeah, but is it I Never, it with your, like, your, do you play with your fingers or drink? I mean, I guess you can do
before
both.
You were drinking, it'd be, but. I mean both, but like you start with the fingers, or what was it? What the fuck?
I think it was like
I've never. And you put up like five fingers.
Oh right.
Like,
and then you,
every time
if you did,
yeah,
then
it's
you put
like
finger,
I've
yeah,
never
yeah, yeah.
gotten a hand job inside of a Walmart, and then everybody be like, exactly, yeah, you know.
I really haven't gotten a hand job inside of a Walmart.
Really?
No. But I wish I did. That'd be really dope to tell a story right now. But I would just be lying.
But
the whole
time. That game would always get so personal because the first two would be like, I've never kissed a girl. I've never right. finger. And then like the third one would always be so specific. Like
yeah.
I've never instantly came while touching a salamander, and they're like. Todd, are you trying to?
Are
you coming for me right now, bro?
Are you outing yourself right now, sir?
Right. It's like, no, the game, you're supposed to get other people out. And he's like, so do I put my finger down? Or
He's like, what do I do with these five fingers, though?
It gets all quiet. And he's like, it was a slimy ass salamander, dude. Just leave me out of this shit. You want to, you got anything to talk about? Or you want to dive into these questions?
I mean, we could like, I mean, this weekend I did a bunch of shows in San Diego, Madhouse Comedy Club. Shout out to you guys. It was so fun.
Yeah, boy. I'll be there June 11th.
Really?
Yeah. June 11th.
I'll do June 11th.
Madhouse Comedy Club, San Diego.
But yeah, dude, the shows were so fun, dude. Like, but I want to talk about this. I had such like a comedy, like a stand-up comic moment, dude.
Mm-hmm.
All the shows again were so fun, but I remember I came off the, one of the shows and it was one of the shows where like you did well and all the comics were like, oh, good set. And like all the audience was like really responsive, but like I fucked up like one line and I was like,
was it like a tag or like, or what was it?
It was, like it was one of those things where I it was like a callback within the joke, so I fucked up the initial setup, so the callback didn't mean anything.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So I was so pissed. And it's just
were
like,
you taping it?
Yeah.
That's the worst part because I happened to me just recently in Phoenix. Some girl yelled out some shit right before I like say this joke, and I said it backwards, and it didn't get as much of a laugh. And in my mind, I was like, "God, you fucking!" It's like the talking in the backswing. Don't talk when I'm golfing. Don't fucking,
dude.
But was you was somebody talking, or you just like it just flew out?
No, it was just a brand. It was a brand new joke. And I you know, it's like the second time I said it.
Yeah.
And I just fucked it up. But and on top of it, they were doing checks from the start of my set to the end of my set.
That's never nice.
It was, but for those of y'all who don't know, like with in comedy clubs, the headliner obviously goes last, and maybe about 20 minutes in, the waitress and shit will come around with with the audience's checks, and then the audience gets, obviously they're not giving you your full attention because they're doing the checks. Right. So it's like not the best time to do comedy.
It's terrible. It's like blue balls. Like you're just holding this load, like,
yeah, because dude,
go away.
Because you get the check, and the fucking last thing you want to do is listen to someone talk about fucking Reese's.
Yeah.
You're like, fucking $27 for a Cosmo, and you're freaking out.
Well, in this day and age, everybody's trying to split cards and shit. Then there's just like a whole on like powwows around like a $65 tab. They're like, oh, you do your card, you do this card. Like, oh, I didn't get a screwdriver. Oh, a fucking giant. You know,
and they're like, yo, dude, you take Apple Pay? Fuck, no, dude.
Yeah.
No.
I'm trying to talk about fucking Reese's, dude. So that was going on your whole set. That's enough. That's a heckle on its own.
Bro, it was like, they were such a good crowd, but they just like, you lose as a crowd, as a whole, you lose momentum because you're not paying attention. So it was that for my whole set. And literally in the back of my head, I'm like, it was like, why are they still, how shitty are y'all at math? That you're still
San Diego. It's probably pretty bad.
Bro.
They're fried the fuck out of their mind.
It's just Navy people, MMA fighters, and just whores. That's literally what San Diego is.
They're just signing it with flip-flops. You're like, that is not a Big Pack.
They're just jumping Monster Energy drink on it. Like, that's not a form of payment. It's not.
Okay, maybe at home for you, you can pay around with that. But no. Yeah, just sign the check. That sucks. Yeah, man.
Yeah. So I got off stage and I literally walked in the green room and it was one of those things where all the comics were like, yeah, good set. And I literally just said, I am fucking furious. And I was like, I was gone. Like in terms of anger, I was gone. What? I literally had to get up and do like a 20-minute walk around San Diego.
Oh, wow.
So I didn't.
Like, in flip-flops or no?
No. Well, I had one flip-flop on. I already threw the other one as payment.
Gotcha. I was going to say, the flip-flops help cool you down because, you know, the breeze just goes against the big toe and then it's a stress reliever. That's why everybody's so calm because nobody wears socks in San Diego. Like, when you wear socks, it's easier to get stressed out because your feet are all hot.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever stressed in San Diego because their just toes be out. You can't be mad and have your toes out.
Do you fuck with your feet? You think you got good feet?
I don't have smelly feet.
No, I'm saying like the formation. Are you cool with wearing sandals? Like, you're fine
with
that?
I could do that.
Yeah.
I don't have like some people always have like one randomly long toe, but it's not the big toe.
Yeah,
it's got weird feet?
No, my feet are all very symmetrical. I fuck with my feet. My feet are fine.
I got normal feet, yeah.
But I have like a little bit of a foot fetish, so like I'm like
your own feet or other people's?
No, I like to fuck my feet. No, I
alright.
Alright, sick dude.
For a second, I was like, how does that, what position? Oh, okay.
No, I can do it, yeah.
Crisscross applesauce style, you know?
Ooh, pretzel.
Ayo.
Take five.
Hey-o.
But what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, so I like, fucking you know, I feet. Like, yeah, I like feet. I like feet. So I like to look at, I think it's funny when you have a foot fetish, you look at when the feet are out. It's essentially like my cleavage, but like nobody knows it. Oh, yeah, I fuck with feet, dude.
And then on the sandals, they got the little strap between the big toe and then the index pointer toe. What is that toe called?
That's
the index pointer toe. But that sandal, it's got that little, that's like a bra strap right there. That's holding it all together. That's a thong.
That is a thong.
It's
holding it,
and you got the little creases coming out.
Yeah,
damn.
Dude.
Because feet alone is just feet. But you had a little thong on it. People would be like, yo, what's good, ma?
And sometimes when they like bend over to pick up like a penny, all the other dudes are like, yo, look at that ass. I'm like, yo, but them toes are moving.
Them toes in the sand.
Ooh.
Damn.
So that was my weird ass experience. Not a weird, just emotionally weird. I was like, why am I so fucking?
That's good
angry,
though. It means
dude.
You like I feel like I couldn't even remember the last time I got off stage and I was like, I'm a fucking god. If you doubt yourself, that's good. Like, I think the first time I was like, that was amazing. I was probably like my third set or first set ever.
Right.
Like early on, you're stoked, but like I get the same way all the time. I do get real happy when I do a new tag or something, and that works. Yeah. That's like the best feeling.
That's the only thing that like satiates me is like when I'm working on a new bit and it finally fucking works, I'm like, all right, sick. Yeah. Like all the puzzle pieces are working. Like I have gotten better. But when I get off stage and I'm like, and even if I do well, I didn't get better as a comedian in terms of like my material. Like it's all working fine. Mm-hmm. But I was just as good last set. There's no like measurable improvement. That's when I get upset.
Right. I feel that.
I need like a new tag or a new something to be like, yep, all right, I did my job. I'm a better comic.
Yeah. For me, I got this. So I did some jokes at the Hollywood Improv the other night about EDC, and it was like a 2-minute bit. And I was like very happy with just open with it, just like riff.
Oh, sick.
Whatever. But now the ultimate test is when you go back and you do it again. Because when you tell a bit for the first time, for whatever, it's got that like that new bit magic, you know?
It's got the new bit energy.
It comes out with that new bit energy. Like the big dick energy of the comedy world. So now it's like when I try to recreate that magic, it's going to be like, dude, you ever? And then they're just like, nah.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But I got the audio of it. So just try to. I hate trying to recreate that moment, though.
Dude, people, like, it's interesting because I don't think people equate stand-up to, like, acting.
Right.
It's a lot of acting.
That's why a lot of actors kind of, like somebody was just talking about, like, Jeremy Piven. Like, his performance is really good. It's because he's a professional actor.
Yeah.
He's an entertainer at the end of the day.
It is funny, though, but, like, it doesn't really translate. Like, if you're a good actor, even if people write your act for you, right, and you go on stage, it still doesn't really translate. You can still be like, yeah, but I don't believe you fully. Like, and I think that's why the new bits work so well is because, like, they're like, oh, I believe that passion. I believe that.
Yeah.
There's no trying to finagle, oh, this happened recently. Nah, it didn't. It did happen recently.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's, you know what I mean? Like, it's fresh to you, so you're stoked to say it.
Right, yeah.
But if it's a 6-month-old bit about pineapples, you're like, yeah, man, it's yesterday. It's like, and in your head, you're like, I'm a liar. Yeah, it happened yesterday. Right. Six months ago.
I can't remember who said it, but some comedian was like, every comedian has just the most eventful week. They're like, oh, this week. Oh, that's yesterday, hilarious. This and that. Because all this shit is just, oh, you mean the joke you've been doing for 4 years? Oh, yeah, that was yesterday. For sure.
Buddy, my favorite thing to say is about. I on purpose stutter. I'm like, I don't know. It's happening like, like two, three weeks ago or something like that. Like, I always just like try to like make it as if like it's a, oh, I don't know. Like, I don't know, like a couple of days or whatever. Yeah. Anyways, like, so it doesn't look like I'm like, yeah. Recently, 2 days
this
ago.
This morning.
Yeah.
They're like,
did it happen this morning?
Yeah, but
you did porn for the first time this morning?
Or you like catch yourself mid-sentence, you're like, yeah, so this morning in Los Angeles, but you're just in like Tennessee. You're like, ah, yeah. So I'm gonna pretend.
Nobody cares though.
No, not at all.
Nobody really cares.
Well, that leads me to my first question about you. So we'll get into the ASL stuff, that age, sex, location type deal later. But since we're talking about comedy, what's your proudest moment as a comedian?
Wow, what's my proudest moment
like,
as a
it can
comic?
Be a certain comic was like good set or a show you did or somebody you work with, you know, being on a podcast with Trevor Wallace. Like there's a lot of things that like, you know, some huge.
Well, the first one's definitely being on the podcast with Trevor Wallace. That's my number one. Yeah, and getting interviewed by Trevor Wallace. That's the pinnacle of comedy. Yeah. I don't know what else.
That is comedy.
Yeah.
Like, well, yeah.
I went on tour with Jim Carrey, but the Trevor Wallace thing is definitely above.
Yeah, Jim's.
He's fine.
I'll give him top three.
Yeah, he's three. That's kind of high.
If Jim even sneezed in my direction, I'd come.
Dude, my God. I mean, he's literally the reason I do stand-up.
Yeah.
Like, the reason I do stand-up. Yeah. Like, oh, man, I idolize that dude. Yeah. Literally, Ace Ventura, I can go every single word of that entire movie from start to finish.
I love that man.
Damn. I don't, honestly, man, I don't know if I have, like...
Or was there a check mark or, like a point where you're like, oh, I did this, like your first headlining set or...
Yeah, I two things come to mind, and I think it's kind of like a roundabout general time. I think I was really proud of myself when I started to get consistently well on stage.
Yeah,
and that's like a big transition for a comic to go from like, because a lot of times when you first start, your first like 2 years or even 3 years, dude, you go up and you're like, honestly, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I might eat my whole dick for 15 minutes. I might crush. I might do fine. But like, you go up there with a big ass question mark.
Yeah.
But I remember maybe like 2.5, 3 years in, I went on this like small little tour with Akash Singh, shout out to him, and then Andrew Schultz, shout out to him. And then we did like maybe like three or four cities, whatever. And it was, I like held my own.
Yeah.
Like it was like, we were all doing great, but like it was like everyone was doing consistently well. And I think that's around about the time where I was like, I'm not scared to go on stage. I know that my shit is good enough. Where like I will at least do good,
knowing that you can pull it out no matter what. Like if something goes wrong, you have the backup. To
it's like I have the skill set. You know, granted, it wasn't like the sharpest skill set at that time, but I was like, I have the skill set where like if someone says something, someone yells some shit, or like this joke doesn't do well, I'm good
enough.
Confidence
is huge.
Oh my god, that's dude.
I mean, that's everything. It's like your stage presence to how you talk to your jokes. That's if people get like people read you so quick. If you are nervous the second, if you fumble a microphone when you grab it, 80% of the crowd is like, oh,
yeah,
here we go, bitch. You know, it's, so I think was there like a certain person you looked up to who like gave you props or like was there somebody like because that moment is definitely great. But was there a day when you're like, I'm a comedian. I am like, was there something like a moment that hit? It's hard because there's so many.
Yeah, there is so many.
It's not a movie deal or some shit. It's like,
yeah, I think there's two, like if we're talking about just strictly moments.
Yeah.
There's two moments. One, the first time I ever headlined.
Where was that? At?
This college in Seattle.
Okay.
University of Seattle, I think. I think that's right.
It's kind of a flex.
Yeah. So I was
I was like, what community college? You're like, no, University of Seattle. I was like, okay, for sure.
It was either University of Seattle or Seattle College. It's a smaller school. But anyways,
right, yeah.
But I remember my agent called me at the time, and he was like, yeah, so can you do an hour? And I was like,
can I
do an hour? I'll do six.
Bro. I'll do my hot five 20 times, okay? I don't know if that's the right math. Probably
proud
not.
Work, yeah. Buddy.
But you better believe it. These kids better heard of YouTube, you know? I'm going to just rewatch
because
my
clips.
Because
we're going to watch it together.
Director's cut of the 5 minutes I just did on stage.
Oh, it's so funny. But quickly I was like, yep, 100%, dude. Throw me to the wolves. But yeah, so I remember I went up there, man, and I did my thing, dude. I did like an hour. Like, yeah. I was, and it wasn't like an hour of material because I didn't have that much. It might have been like maybe 40 minutes or 35 minutes, whatever. And I kind of fucked around with them for the other like 25 minutes. But it was the first time they fucked with me. Like, yeah. And there was a momentum, and there was like, I was in the room, and the crowd was like coagulated. It was dope. And then I got off stage, and I had that moment. I just walked straight back, and I was in the green room. And I remember distinctly, dude, I had like a Perrier, or they gave me like Perrier, whatever, and opened it, and I hear that thing. And I just sat back, and I was like, fuck, dude, I just did an hour.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, I was like, yo, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I was like, dude, I couldn't even do 5 minutes.
Right.
Someone asked me to do 5 minutes. I'm like, I hope I got 5 minutes. I hope I got 5 minutes that might work.
Uh-huh.
But now I was like, fuck, dude, I just did an hour and it like went well. Like, I have kind of chills thinking about it. Like, it was,
that's the moment I was kind of like thinking of, or looking like the answer I wanted.
Right, you know? Right.
Cause like that, it's like so clear that even like a soda pop, like,
I remember that distinctly, dude.
That's sick.
And it was one of those like small little Perriers.
Oh yeah.
I guess it didn't trust me with the big ones. Nah, I don't know.
They're like, it's the first hour, man. But you go back, you'll get like a full fucking trash can full of Perrier or something. A whole goddamn gallon of that.
You know what was dope from that show though? Maybe like a year and a half later, or 2 years later, whatever. One of the students I was at the show, was working for this company, whatever, in San Francisco, and she like hit me up and was like, hey, come do a corporate, I remember you from that show.
Oh, nice.
I was like, fuck, dude.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It was insane. I was like, you remember me from my first headline? Like, and then to get more work off the first headline, I was like, it was beautiful. It was beautiful, man.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the perfect dance I was looking for. Let me see here real quick. I like that one. And then what was your screen name growing up?
Oh, man.
We're talking AOL, baby. The AIM days. You remember it? Everybody knows it. Mine is so bad. So bad.
Please give it to me. Please give it to me right now.
I one time told a girl this, like, after we were hooking up. And I can't wait. Like, the look in her eyes was like, yo, I should get tested. Like, it's dumb.
Yeah.
This is how, like, a seventh grader's brain works. You just compile things that you like together. And that's what I did for this AIM name. My AIM name.
Oh, no.
It's, God, I...
Take five for a reason.
Take five. Here it is.
I'm okay, so
I don't even want to say it.
Yes, you do.
I'm going to say it before, whatever. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Nacho Libre.
Oh, no.
P-ball.
Oh, no.
007.
What's P-ball?
All I did growing up was paintball. I paintballed all the time. I paintballed. Like, that was my shit. Like, I was like, kick a soccer ball? Fuck no. What? Catch a football? God no. Throw a spiral? You wish. Shoot a paintball gun? Yeah.
Were you like dope? Bro,
I played like tournaments and divisions and shit. Like,
that was the most confidence I've ever seen you had in my life.
Dude, you give a fucking a white kid a gun, he's great at that shit, dog. Like, if you could have a gun in football, I would have been all state in fourth grade.
Fucking school shooter in training, buddy. Bro, Jesus Christ.
But what you do is you don't put bullets in it, you just put paintballs in it, and like, right. you chilling. Like, it was so much fun because a paintball, an indoor arena opened up in our hometown.
Yeah.
And me and like two of my best friends just like worked there in eighth grade. And we just got to play paintball for free. We just like, so we were there like every day in the summer.
Why did you play for free?
Because we would just like work there. Like, we would just like intern pretty much.
Right, right.
When in reality, we wouldn't do shit. We would just eat the Doritos and then just go play paintball. So I love paintball.
Doesn't it hurt so much to get hit by a paintball? I've never been paintball. I've never been hit by one. But people tell me like...
It's an adrenaline thing. So it's kind of like... Have you ever been hit in the face when you're drunk?
Like with a fist?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know how you know you get hit, but you don't... Like, your brain registers it, but you don't feel it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like that for paintball. Like, your body's like, oh, you got hit. But then the next day, you're like, oh, fuck. You have like bruises and stuff. Because you're so like in the adrenaline, in the zone that like... Obviously, if you just stood there like Jackass Johnny Knoxville style, hurts because you're expecting it. But this, half the time, you get ran up on. So it's like it doesn't hurt as much as you'd think.
Fuck, dude. But sometimes you get
a neck shot or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Those fucking hurt like a bitch.
You have to wear like pads and shit?
Yeah, you could wear pads and there'd be like the fucking.
Bitch, you're a bitch, dude. I would go pads.
Yeah. Oh, well, we'd wear like a baggy long sleeve shirt. Because it was like, there was like style in it too. Like, there was like brands people would wear. Like,
what?
So you had like a baggy ass t-shirt. Like, that was like kind of like the flow. Like, you had the baggy t-shirt and then you'd have like paintball pants on or whatever. But it wasn't like, we wouldn't do like the chest shields or any of that shit. That's how you knew. That's like, I'm trying to think. That's like showing up to a Harley rally with like a fucking like a helmet with a strap on it. Like,
oh, you're a loser.
Yeah, you look. Yeah,
you're a loser.
Yeah, the training wheels, pretty much.
Yeah, you're like if you go to like a skate park and someone's skateboarding and they're wearing like the little hand things. Yeah, and the knee pads. Yep, yep, you're yep, like, yo, you're a loser.
Or you see somebody driving when it's hot out and they got gloves on, like that type of guy.
You're a loser.
Yeah, exactly. So we used to play all the time. So for whatever fucking reason, Nacho Libre came out. Yeah. I don't even know if I saw the movie. I think I did. I fucking, I was like, ah, Jack Black, he's dope.
You're like, bro, I like Jack Black. I like nachos, dude. It makes sense.
But here's the funny part. It was Nacho Libre P-ball. And then I added numbers as if that was already taken, right? Nobody has Nacho Libre P-ball on AIM. So it was Nacho Libre P-ball. And then I added 007 because, like, James Bond. James Why Bond. Want? Because when you're in seventh grade, you know very small amount of numbers. You know 007.
Yep.
And 6'9". That's really it, bro. That's and you know how to spell boobies on a calculator. And yeah. That's it. So for me, I was like, that's dope. I had that for...
Did people like give you love for it? They were like, phew, sick.
No. Fuck no. Here's the thing, though.
I just remembered mine, by the way, but keep going.
Yeah, everybody had such weird ones. It was always something they're associated with. It'd be like Beach Babe, XOXO. Remember when girls used to write XOXO? Like,
hard. That XOXO, you're like, oh, you're a whore. You're a whore. I might be able to finger you in the back of an RV.
You're a future Mary Kay employee, and I love it. I want to marry you. Man. I don't know why, but when girls put XOXO back in the day, like it was like, whoo, I'm talking to Samantha, XOXO, Beach Babe. Like,
bro, do you remember when Winky Face meant like it, like now Winky Face is just used all over the goddamn place.
Right.
But when Winky Face actually meant that you also might be able to get a hand job.
But with the crazy confidence when you would click send on that Winky Face, you were shooting your shot to the fullest. You were like from downtown.
Dude,
I'm talking
Chef
shooting the shot.
Curry.
You're shooting the shot from the parking lot porta potties. You're like, whoosh.
And you're like in the porta potty.
Yeah. And then it would like get sent, and then she's like, "Is away right now," and you're like, Fuck! Courtney, get to the computer. That was my name. Do you remember yours?
I do remember mine. Mine honestly might be worse.
Really? I'm excited.
I don't know. It was
tongue ring killer.
Oh shit.
Please tell me how to do with the tongue ring. The tongue ring tonsiller.
Double O tongue ring.
Double O tongue? That's pretty fire.
Yeah, it's exactly. Okay.
Here we go.
Oh man. Mine
Yeah boy. Let's hear it. That's how you know it's bad, when there's a delay.
Because okay, whatever. I'll just say it. I can't. Okay, it was.
I'm stoked. The buildup is great. It better not be some bullshit like Mike and Ike.
What if like Cheddar Bob 7, like some stupid ass shit?
That's pretty fire.
It was Too Fine Blaustein. Trevor just left.
Here's the thing.
Whoa!
How did you spell it though? Was it?
Why don't you take a guess how it was spelled?
The number two.
Of course.
Fine with PH.
No, that would have been. That's too much, Trevor.
So too fine.
Too fine, Blaustein. And do you ask me who came up with that nickname?
You did.
Me, bro. Me. Me. That's how much stupid confidence I had as a kid.
Yeah, it wasn't as bad as I thought. I thought it was going to be some way worse.
Dude, too fine. That's literally like for some odd reason, like if you're a girl, like a young girl, and you're like hot size 28, what, like if you big up yourself in the name, for some odd reason, that's not as bad as a dude being like big dick 28.
Oh yeah,
like that's essentially
the second you have any self like esteem, people are like, yo, this fucking asshole, huh?
Yeah, and that's like how I'm representing myself consistently, dude.
Right.
Too Fine Blaustein.
It's not like you put it in on like a name generator. You're like, this is gonna hit.
That's what I'm saying, dude. At least yours was like, oh, these are my hobbies. My hobby was me.
Yeah,
that's terrible.
Yeah, that's pretty good though.
But Too Fine Blaustein.
How'd you do with it? You did okay with it?
I think I did fine. I think I did fine. I wasn't really like a big like taking shots on the internet type of dude. I was like,
you waited till they came to you because it was too fine.
Exactly. You don't really have to, man. They just flock to me. No, yeah. I was like, I don't know. I liked my game was just better in life. You know what I mean? Instead of like hitting a, now it's all just now my game. Well, I mean, I don't have a game, so I'm a girl, but before that it was now it's all just like if I had to talk to a girl in real life, I don't know what I'm saying. I don't even remember how to talk to women. How do you even do that in life now?
Dude, you're talking to the wrong guy, bro. Straight virgin over here, dude. All right, let me ask you. This is more of a personal question. This says who you really are. Would you rather have Pop-Tarts with no frosting or Lucky Charms with no marshmallows?
Wow. Wow, wow.
Dry-ass question right there.
Oof.
Got cotton mouth thinking about that.
Sahara Desert, taking an Adderall, 15 minutes after an Adderall, dry mouth. I'm going to go with Pop-Tarts, no frosting. Because at least with a Pop-Tart, you have some type of fruit something in there.
I feel that.
There's some type of sugary something. Yeah. The Lucky Charms don't have anything, right?
No. Nah.
It's just like eating Raisin Bran with no raisins.
That's equally shitty, though.
Oh. Yeah, what?
Raisin Bran without anything is just still shitty.
Oh, Raisin Bran with everything
you
in it.
You are a Raisinets guy, aren't you?
Bro, I fucking hate raisins. Don't fucking say that to me. Do we get in a fight for no reason?
I agree with that.
Where are you at?
I agree. At first, I was a little, because I think the milk could play a nice vital part in that.
Oh, I didn't even think. Does Lucky Charms have, like...
I think it's a little bit, but it's not enough. It'd be like eating a bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios with a little bit less Honey Nut.
Hey.
A little nougat in there. Oh, my bad, I shouldn't be saying
come
that.
Come on, dude.
My bad, it's 2019.
I'm sorry to all the nougats out there, man.
Dude, come now you're on, saying bro. It, bro.
I'm sorry.
I think I'd go Pop-Tart, no frosting. You can't eat a Pop-Tart no frosting in public, though. People would be like, straight jacket.
Yeah, dude.
I would call the cops on the guy for even looking at that in the store.
Dude, if I saw...
Don't you think about it, Theodore!
I would start yelling at him. Literally. Like, what? Bob! Put those down, Bob! You son of a bitch!
Don't do it!
Fucking nacho liberal bitch.
That's a good one. Are you familiar... Before I ask this question, familiar with the show Bar Rescue?
I know of, like, the...
You know,
like,
John Taffer, the dude?
I know, like, the premise of the show.
Ah, I was going
to... Give it to me. So
I was going
to
say, who do you think lays better pipe? Guy Fieri or John Taffer? John Taffer's the guy that runs Bar Rescue.
I don't know who John Taffer is.
He's the guy that runs into the bars and he yells. He's like, this bar is shit!
I think Guy Fieri. You know why? Because the dude who, like, steps in other people's bars and starts yelling at them, that's too much confidence. It's too much posturing. Guy Fieri just goes around just fucking chicks with his frosted tips.
Yeah.
Just, you know, just right with his fucking hair. I think he lays pipe. I think he used to lay pipe better when he was younger, but now I think he's a little overweight. I think he's kind of lazy with it.
Yeah.
But I think he might be packing something.
Some heat, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit of flavor time.
Yeah, why do you think he has so much flames on his shirts? He's packing heat, dude.
Literally.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, next question.
Give it to me.
If you could shoot, in addition to semen, out of your penis, what would it be? Any liquid,
anything?
Any substance. I'm talking Elmer's glue to Gushers. What are we picking?
See, my brain, and this is I don't know, this is my brain immediately goes gasoline. You know why? Because gas is expensive as fuck.
Are you gonna fill up a Zippo lighter?
Yeah, dude.
No, how much are you coming, bro?
I come at least, you know, like a Super Cycle 50? You know how much that carried? That's about as my semen load.
That'd be a hilarious visual at a gas station.
That's like, what I'm thinking.
Woo, we're $1.27 short, guys.
you just take it like a Gatorade bottle. All right, guys, you first. Timmy, you first. You shoot the most.
You got. He's like, I got gas money. You're like, nah. I got lotion, dog. Gasoline.
Yo, road trips would be a whole nother tone.
Woo,
dude.
Dog. You're like, we can't travel for another 30 minutes. You just go by 30 minutes and everything.
You look on the side of the road, there's just six dudes just asleep.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I see where your mind's at. You know, it's economical.
Gasoline. Yeah. But like a fun one?
Gasoline can be fun. You can do some cool tricks at a party. Throw a bit of, like, a lighter in front of
it. Oh, that would be so dope.
Cum shots, for real. Like,
that would be so dope.
Flamethrower, dude.
Yeah. Strawberry milk would be fun.
Yeah. I would get too tempted, though. You're telling me you know you can shoot strawberry milk and you wouldn't drink it.
Dude, I shoot cum and I'm tempted.
Shoot my own loads. Dog, I had a pineapple a week ago. Let's get it.
Bro, have you ever tasted it?
No.
You've never tasted your own cum?
No.
You fucking virgin.
Bro. You're telling me you'll taste your own cum, but not as sweet as fish?
I have.
Pause.
I have.
How? On accident? Dodge and load? Matrix style?
No. Curiosity, bro. Curiosity did not kill the cat. I just wanted to
it
see.
It came on it, dude. So wait, how did that...
I had to go down. It doesn't taste like anything, dude.
Wait. How did you... A load?
Not a whole, dude. Dude, I didn't.
Well, don't try to normalize this for me. Like, dude, it was a Costco sample. It was fucking. I had nutrients. I had kale the night before.
Yeah, like, yeah, dude, I didn't put in like one of those like small little glasses that or the
wheatgrass shots.
The dentist chair where they give you the little thing. I didn't fill it like that, and it wasn't like didn't take a shot.
Kind of what it sounds like.
No.
You're trying to normalize it, and
No, dude, I put it in a nice wine glass.
Okay.
And I just.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was like, "Oh, this is a 74 Merlot," and I just drank that shit. It was on my tummy.
Okay.
It was on my tummy, and I was like, "You know what? You know what I haven't done in my life? Tasted it." And then I fucking tasted it, and you know what it tastes like? Gasoline.
I was gonna think you were gonna say depression, man. That's a low. What it? Wow.
It's not a low moment, dude.
What? Listen, let me ask you
when
this:
when you're a 15-year-old boy, you're kind of trying shit. You're trying shit. You're a young stag, and you're just trying to try things.
I've been a very curious man my whole life, but never once have I been like this semen though. What are we talking?
You never?
Never.
That's crazy, dude.
I really think
that's insane. We have to put this on Instagram to see if like I'm an insane person. I think more often than not people have tasted. Gabe, you ever tasted your cum?
That's what I'm saying. That's like the forbidden fruit. Like that's the one thing. Like here's what's gonna happen. You're gonna be at heaven, and God's gonna be like, fam. Why are you trying to taste your own kids, dog?
First of all, for God to start his sentence, fam, like he's a fucking SoundCloud
rapper.
Hell
yeah, he might. I don't think
I'm a weirdo, man. I think you guys are in the minority. That's what I think.
What does it taste like?
It doesn't taste like anything, honestly. I wish I could come back and be like, oh,
that's what everybody
like-
says about some bullshit. Whenever my mom would want me to get vegetables, she'd be like, just have this jicama. It tastes like nothing. You're saying it tastes like just jicama?
It doesn't. You know, like some girls are like, here's the thing though. Every girl that's ever fucked with me has always been like, your semen doesn't taste bad. So apparently there's some shitty semen out there.
Probably.
Like my girl, the first time that she like swallowed, she literally she literally was like, thank God. And I go, what? She's like, it tastes good. Cause she's like, it's a roll of the dice sometimes. Sometimes I don't know. Sometimes it tastes like a pine cone or some shit. I don't know.
But, wow.
Yeah, but like I
so
tasted
cranking it, out.
It doesn't taste like anything.
The unleaded cum right there.
Hey, 98%.
Yeah.
98%. 87.
87? Diesel?
Diesel. Okay, diesel cum.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I can relate to you on that.
I feel like don't knock it till you try it, you know? Because it could be like Brussels sprouts. You could be like, man, I hate Brussels sprouts.
Don't do this to me. Do not do this to me, dog. I was at a good place with Brussels sprouts, okay? I'm not going to be... Here's the thing. It's a very 15-year-old thing to do.
Of course.
But if I'm 26 in a studio apartment and the lights are kind of dim, that's when it gets weird. And you're like, let me just take a swab.
Yeah.
Let
me just get a tablespoon out and let me see what all the hype's about.
Yeah.
But I was a weird 15-year-old, man. Dude, I used to fuck pillows. I used to dress my pillows up in my mom's lingerie.
Hold on. You said a dude eating a Pop-Tart with no frosting is insane. Meanwhile, you were fucking Sealy and Serta. You were Serta fucking Tempur-Pedic. You were giving that Tempur-Pedic dick, dude.
I'm going to be honest. Those pillows were my fucking bitches, dude.
Oh, my God.
They were my bitches, dude.
Of course, it's a pillow. It's not going to fucking get kinky back.
Dude, they...
You know how pillows act in sex? This. That's it. They just lay there.
Not mine, dude. Mine would talk back to me.
Why is it when you're like a 14 or 15-year-old, you're like, I'll fuck anything.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be like, yo, you just be staring at the couch like that couch crevice can fucking get it, dude.
Hell yeah,
the couch is like, what? No.
Yeah, and you're like, well, I'm sorry. I'm
the life
do
of
it.
A couch must suck.
Oh, yeah. All you get all day is just dick and assholes. That's all you get.
And then one day, a 14-year-old comes home while the parents are off at a parent-teacher conference, and you just start licking your lips like, what up?
You know what's funny? They're at the parent-teacher conference, like, big up in their son. They're like, oh,
he's
Chad
really
is such
well.
A good son. He just always gets his work done, and then cuts to Chad, like, like just fucking the love seat.
Wow. The pillow. You dress it up, but the mom lingerie, that's a little bummy for me.
I will be honest.
Was it clean?
I hope not. No, I.
Wow.
It was clean. I'll get it at the laundry, man. I'm not a fucking monster.
Well.
All right. If I would
dress it up.
If I would be totally honest, that part of it, a little weird.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. It's a little weird. But, you know, I had curiosities. Here's the thing, though. I would fuck a pillow, and it was just a pillow. And I was like, I need this to be a woman. How do I make this a woman? And then I put my mom's panties on it first, and I was like, this helps, but I need to see maybe there's just boobs. And I would put the bra on and then stuff socks in it so there was like boobs, and I would caress those bosoms.
Don't call them bosoms, man. Dude. That makes it sound like the pillow is like 65 and has like a fucking oxygen tank next to it. Gladys's bosoms.
Those bosoms were so voluptuous.
So you would set it up.
Oh, I would set it up, dude. I would light candles.
The first inanimate object I ever made out with,
give it to me,
is like a mannequin head, because my sister would practice makeup on it. Okay. And then like I'd be like, yo, what's good? Right? But it's a face. That's a human face.
Dude, there's a human face. Oh, it's a human face now? It's a mannequin head.
Yeah.
I love how you were like, no, that is a human.
Bro, your face is two fucking crinkles in a pillow. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but at least I was just fucking the body. You're like making it out with like as a person. You like have feelings for it.
I'm practicing the caress. I'm practicing like the behind the ear grab.
That's too emotional, dude. I was just fucking a pillow, dude.
You're trying to throw it back on the bed.
Yeah, that was your girlfriend a little bit. Yeah. A little bit, that was your girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
What was her name? Don't act like you don't remember. Nacho Libre or some shit.
Probably named it after the girl you used to have a crush on or something. That's always what was going through your mind. The girl you had a crush on back in the day, like her name was like in everything.
Oh man, all over my notebook.
Oh yeah.
You know what's so funny?
Writing Jennifer 1,000 times.
Just
Jennifer, you lost your notebook. You're like, yeah, whoever that is, woohoo, Jennifer.
Damn,
you love
Jennifer.
Writing your name with Hearts Trevor on it.
wow. Yeah, dude. I had Karen 600 places in my phone.
Yeah.
My fucking notebook.
Yeah.
Just 600 times in my Trapper Keeper. You ever have a Trapper Keeper?
What's a Trapper Keeper?
You know, the things with the spiral notebook.
Yeah.
With the three spiral things in it.
Yeah.
And you put like notes and shit. It was like in the plastic, the hard plastic. Was called a Trapper Keeper.
Trapper Keeper?
Trapper Keeper, yeah. I would fuck that too.
I thought it was a Trapper Keeper because you had like a lock on it because you didn't want people to see how many times you write Karen in a fucking day.
Oh, I wrote Karen so many times, dude. She dated my best friend. I wanted her to murder him.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not, you know, I wasn't going
to
murder him.
Okay, so pillows, that's kind of your whole thing.
Dude, I used to treat them like shit, dude. I used to cut a hole in it so it was like a pussy. I would get in there, dude. And then there would be so much gasoline inside of it.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So much, and then it would get hard, so then I would have to use my hand and I would have to cup some of the like the stuffing out so I could remake it soft.
Oh, this is Here's the thing, man. If a DEA agent heard that last sentence, they would have a flower van outside of your house tonight. They would have fucking GoPros in every one of your pillows. So were they feather flowers? Were they cotton?
That was cotton. It was
okay,
cotton.
Good. You can be fucking
I'm
feathers.
I'm not a fucking king, dude.
Well, but also, feathers are pointy.
Yeah, dude.
You'd be pulling your dick out looking like a chicken that just got shot with a 12-gauge.
You ever seen that movie Black Swan?
Yeah.
Where she like starts growing feathers? That's what my dick would look like.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is
I think this is entertaining, but it's also off the rails. Don't you think?
Bro, the rails are 12 miles behind. We are falling off Niagara Falls right now. Like we're so far off the path.
There was an Inception where the fucking van is falling real slow. That's how I feel.
Bro,
like
I was like, yeah, I'll start out with some questions, then I'll get to like the hometown stuff and stuff like that. But I don't know how I can be like, yeah, so you ever fucked a Sealy and then be like, yo, so what was fifth grade like for you? Oh, I was fucking pillows. I can't ask you what's your favorite type of pillow to fuck and be like, so what elementary school did you go to?
Oh my god, it's so funny. It's like when you do stand up and like sometimes you start like with like a filthy fucking joke and then you're like, all right, man, I don't know where to go from here, dude. I talk about fucking a hooker and now all of a sudden I'm like, cell phones are weird. Like you're like, what?
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's see.
I guess this is what we're going to do, though.
We're going to do a transition right now. We were just talking about movies, so this one works.
Yeah.
What was the last movie you cried at? Cried in?
That's a great question.
Have you cried in a
movie? Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Of course.
And it can't be Juno, because that's mine.
Oof. I don't remember the name of the movie. This is, so, do you ever see...
Toy Story 3. Yep, that's a fucking tearjerker, bro.
Woo! I've never cried at, like, just toys in my life. What was... okay, so help me get to the movie.
Yeah.
All right, so...
Monsters, Inc.
Close. No. Okay, there's a... what's it called? Wedding Crashers.
Yeah.
Not who? Can you name the actors? I'm trying to work my way into the movie.
Vince Vaughn.
And the other dude?
Owen Wilson.
Okay, so it was Owen Wilson, and he had a son that only could, like, had a fucked up face, and he'd always wear a like a NASA hat, like a space hat.
Bubble Boy?
What is it?
Bubble Boy?
No. Do you know the movie I'm talking about, Gabe? Yeah. What's it called? Yes, that's it, dude. Wonder. So it was about his son was born with like a fucked up. It looked like his face was like had penis skin on it, like it was fucked up.
Yeah,
like
because
it was real.
The dad was too busy fucking pillows, you know, and that's just what the offspring was.
Dude, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But like but his face looked like a couch pillow, so maybe.
Okay.
Maybe it was like a couch.
Those
pillow.
Couch pillows are firm.
Gabe
as
thinks
fuck.
It's funny because you haven't seen the movie, but his face was like fucked up. It looked sort of like a
Harvey vagina. Dent.
Yes, dude.
Okay.
If Harvey Dent had a kid. And had sex with a fucking, like a crushed Volkswagen Beetle. That's exactly what the son looked like.
Okay, Wonder.
Yeah, Wonder. So anyway, so the kid has a fucked up face, but he's a super nice guy, but everyone in the school would make fun of him and bully him, obviously. And so he would always wear this big ass, like, NASA helmet.
Yeah.
So no one could see him. And then, like, so he had no friends, man. People always make fun of him. And eventually, like, the most popular kid, like, became friends with him. Is that his whole, like, journey through that? And any type of bullying. And then, like getting through the bullying and, like, actually having, like, real, like, strong friendship. That shit kills me, dude.
Right.
As soon as, like, the popular kid was, like, his true friend and, like, let him know, bro, I was weeping, dude.
When did that movie come out?
Fairly recently, I would say. Like,
oh, really?
Recently. Maybe 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, it's not recent.
Okay.
But I cried. Toy Story 3, I cried like a monster.
Toy Story 3 is a tearjerker right there, bro.
What was the last movie you cried in?
Juno, dog.
Dude, that was 40 years ago.
I don't even know, dude. Maybe like, I don't watch too many movies, so maybe, fuck, I don't even know.
Yeah.
Maybe like a 30 for 30 or something like that, you know?
Yeah, those shits.
Maybe Radio.
Radio.
Blindside, that one got to me.
Dog.
Blindside, that one.
Oh. Precious made me cry a little bit.
Precious, yeah. That's a tearjerker.
But yeah, that Wonder movie.
Dude, you know what makes me cry the most? I don't know if I've talked about it before. The only time, I think the last time I actually legit got teary-eyed, because I don't cry that much, because I'm a kept-up bitch, you know?
what the fuck does that mean?
I just bought the whole Bill Burr shit. You just bottled it down. You're like, I don't need emotions. And then one day, I'm going to see like a puppy with three legs, and I'm going to just lose it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Last time I got all teary-eyed, it's those when the military people come home and surprise like a kid or a wife on Facebook, bro.
Oh, man.
I know it's coming.
Dude.
I'll sit there, watch a 6-minute compilation and be like, I got this. 37 seconds in, I'm like, there he is. He's walking in. Everybody knows it's a secret, but she doesn't know. Like, I'm commentating on it.
Yeah.
Bro, those wreck me, dude. And the kids, like, daddy. Yeah.
Oh, man. I saw one with a dog.
Oh, yeah.
And the dog was so, dude, I was gone. Because I like dogs more than humans. So this dog was so stoked to see the officer.
Yeah.
And he... Dog, I lost it.
Yeah.
This golden retriever, oh, he was so happy, dude.
Had to be a golden retriever. Like, if a pug saw the owner, I'd be like, this shit, I don't give a fuck.
Well, I don't want to hear the whole time.
Yeah, it's got to be like a lab or a golden retriever.
Yeah.
And they always have, like, some sad-ass music behind it.
Oh,
and, like,
always,
it speeds
dude.
Up right before they meet. Those, like, I could never cry in acting classes, but you give me, like, a 30-second clip of some dude coming back from Baghdad. Come on now.
Ooh.
Give me a new T-shirt.
Oh, man.
So I don't, probably one of those. When's the last time you? What were you about to say?
No, I was gonna say like you know like a weird time that I cried. You know the Whitney Houston documentary?
Yeah.
So they showed her singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl, and I lost it. Like it was just like I don't know what it was, dude. I've never cried at the national anthem in my life, but like she just the way she sung it and like sort of the backstory that was leading up to that moment. I lost it, bro.
Yeah.
I was in an airplane. Crying,
right?
You ever cry? Something about the pressure makes me cry in the airplane.
You cry in airplanes?
Oh, dude,
because you're
time.
Flying Spirit, and you're just like, land this thing, please.
God, I got no money.
I've never cried on an airplane. Babies fucking love that shit. Second the air takes off, they're like, how could I fuck this up?
Yeah,
and they're just like,
all the babies are all watching Juno. It's like, come on,
right. They're like, oh, how could I make this red eye flight a little more interesting? Selfish ass baby.
I hate when people get upset that babies are crying. It's like. What Dude, it's a baby, bro.
I'm the guy that gets mad.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah, but I don't. But here's the thing. Mentally, I'm not the guy who's heavily breathing. The guy who looks behind the seat is an asshole. The guy that does the look back. That guy's an asshole. Mentally, I'm cussing this baby out, but I'm playing it cool with my AirPods in. I'm another guy, right?
Yeah.
Flex. But it's the guy it's the guy that does the turn.
Oh yeah, the turn.
Where you see the face through the other two seats.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That guy's an asshole.
Yeah.
That guy deserves to have peanuts in his nostril and be allergic to him.
It's like also you need sleep. You need sleep for your O'Reilly's fucking convention that you're going
to. Yeah, that's true.
You idiot.
Damn. So when was the last time you cried unrelated to that? Were you a big cry guy?
I'm not a big cry guy at all. Yeah. I haven't cried with like human interaction in a very long time.
It's hard.
It's very hard. Oh, well, not the last time I can remember that I really bawled out. Did I ever tell you the time that I got fired off a national commercial?
No.
Oh, bruh.
I'm crying for you, dude.
Bruh.
I got a national?
A national, dog. For those of you who don't know, national commercials, the money is amazing, right?
No, you could just buy a brand new Mazda 6 and have some change after.
For real. And buy like a half a... Yeah, dude, you can... Yeah. So I was stoked. I'm not going to say any of the details, but like I was like super stoked.
Fuck them. Tell it. Who was it? McDonald's?
Yeah, it was TD Bank, you fucking losers.
Was it a bank commercial?
It was a bank commercial. It was a Super Bowl bank commercial.
Super Bowl commercial?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, you everyone hear that?
Wow.
Because he knows how much money that is.
Bro.
Dog.
You'd be like one of those comedians that just like lives in like Wyoming, but you still travel every weekend. You're like, I just don't need to live in LA anymore. I conquered it.
Why would I need that?
Bro, you got a Super Bowl commercial. You can't get any higher than that.
No, you can't.
All right, so you booked it.
So I booked it and I was stoked. So excited, right?
Oh, yeah.
So they're shooting it at the Rose Bowl.
Right.
With Andrew Luck.
Ooh.
Yeah. Who's the quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah.
Oh, high profile dude. So they're going to play the fuck out of it, right? So I go to the Rose Bowl. They have like literally 1,000 extras.
Right.
And there's three different or four different vignettes within the commercial. And I'm the lead in one of the vignettes. So I'm the last one to get shot. So I'm there from like 11 a.m. to like 5:30. They bring me out at 5:30. And there's me and this other girl that are like in like the quote unquote like crowd or whatever. Right. So they go through rehearsal twice and they go, all right, Tim, come down here. So Tim, this other dude, all of a sudden now there's three people. Right. And I'm in the middle. And then we go to rehearsal again. And then the AD comes over and goes, Tim and Mike, you guys want to switch? So now Tim's in the middle, and there's a girl next to him, and I'm on the outside, right? Go through rehearsal again. Then the AD comes up to me. He goes, hey, Michael, can you come here for a second? Can you come here for a second? Yeah. I go, yeah, no problem. He brings me up. Then I'm seeing rehearsal. They do it like three or four times. And then the director goes, all right, let's go. We're good for shooting.
Let's go retake. And you're like, no.
And I looked at the AD, and I go, assistant director, for those of you who don't know, and I go, what's happening? He goes, listen, so the director doesn't really want you in this one, but you'll be in the next one. And in my head, I go, I'm not going to be the next one because I know what the next one is. I don't fucking fit in the next one.
Yeah.
So he literally just fired me in front of like the entire Rose Bowl in front of 1,000 extras.
Whew.
Dog, I was losing my mind. Called my agent. My agent was like, I've never heard of this. This is crazy. I'm so sorry. I'll call the client. The client was like, no, we loved him. He just didn't like fit in this one, but we're trying to get him in the next one. Wasn't in the next one, dude. I got in my car after all that fiasco, cried the entire way back.
How far was the drive?
51 minutes. No, I was like, it was a good like 30 minutes.
Wow.
Dude, because it was like, I just got to LA. The move like cost me so much fucking money, so I like barely
banked it on that commercial.
Dog, I barely had enough money, so I was so stoked that I got it.
You start texting girls, you're like, "Yo, one oak on me, yeah, no, what's this good, and that. Dude?" Yeah.
Just going to, oh man, oh, I literally cried. I was like, well, I'm probably just, what if I just drove my Prius off a bridge? What happens then? Like, probably fine. This is probably fine.
When was that?
This is like 2.5 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fuck.
But I will say something. Andrew Luck got injured. Fuck it. They didn't play the commercial.
They didn't air it?
Well, they didn't air it a bunch because he got injured.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's karma, bitch.
Boom.
Whatever that bank company is. That's karma. That's how the industry works, dude.
Ha ha.
We got time for like one more question. I think we got time for one more question.
Let's do it.
Do you have something you just kind of want to get off your chest besides your own semen? Is there something you want to do? Something you want to just... kind of,
dude, I really,
do you want the people to know, because this was kind of just random, but if there's anything you want the people to know or something like that, like your background or,
yeah,
I got a question.
Give it to me, dude.
And the people been asking about
what's
it.
Good. Oh,
you know,
no,
what I'm gonna
bro.
Ask.
I want to save this for an episode.
Okay,
dude.
that's a whole different.
I think
episode.
That's a whole episode.
Yeah. That's a whole.
We can
episode.
Talk about it, but like,
what? How did that come about? So a lot of people in the comments say,
right.
"Is that the dude from the Howcast? What is it? What is it?
Yeah, I think it's Howcast.
Howcast. Yeah. How to Kiss a Girl. Right.
Right.
Was that one of those you first moved to LA and they're like, I got a gig for you, and you're like, sure. How did that come? Just walk me through,
bro.
How, when, why? Did you expect it to go viral? Do you get recognized off that shit? Like, give me the start to finish.
You know that beginning scenario that you just gave me?
Yeah.
Hey, I just moved to LA. I don't know anything about the business, and they just hit me up.
Yeah.
I wish it was that. Because that's an easy excuse. That's an easy, like, I just didn't know about the business. I just knew, and I want to get in there. And they said, you're going to be shooting in front of the camera. I said, in front of the camera? They said, yeah. I said, oh, yeah, sign me up. No, it wasn't that. Dude, I understood the business. And they emailed me, and they were like, do you want to do this? And I said, no. And
was this in LA or New York?
This was in New York.
Okay.
And I said, no, I don't want to do this. It sounds awful. And then they called me. One of the producers called me, and they go, listen, you're not going to be like a kissing dude. Like, all you're going to do is just make fun of different kissing scenarios. Like, you're the comic relief to all of these little like scenarios. And I said, okay, if I get to be like a comedian, I'm fine with that. They said, cool. I said, cool. Showed up. 2 hours later, my tongue is 19 feet down a lady's mouth. I don't know how it happened, dude. I don't know how it happened. You know, we watch those porns and the girl's like, I just want to buy a used car. And then it cuts to her just getting slammed by a Mazda 6.
Oh.
You know those?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you always go, how the fuck?
It was like that?
Now I understand.
Yeah.
Now I understand.
Oh, yeah.
But I had no idea.
So it was
Howcast, dude. I didn't know it was going to go. It went stupid viral.
Like, right.
Dude,
so you didn't expect it to go viral. You probably got a day rate for it. You probably got, what, like 70 bucks to do that shit?
Oh, buddy.
It's good,
like,
exposure.
Just, dude, nothing. I mean, I don't remember exactly, but it was like nothing.
Yeah.
It was absolutely nothing.
So, walk me through. So, it was how to make out with a girl, right?
How to make out with a girl, and then...
How many views does that have? It has like 20 million.
Dude, every video has 100, has like...
How many did 20, you do?
Dog. There's like 20!
What?
Are like 20!
But like one episode, I'd be like, okay, I get it. But how did you get suckered into 20? Was it chick... Were you just like, yo, I'm trying to fucking make some moves on this?
No, dude, but it was like every little scenario takes like, you know, 15 minutes to shoot.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't just like how to kiss and that was it. It was like they like dice it up. So it's like how to aggressively make out with a girl, how to get, you know what I mean? Like they dice it up like that so they can get more videos.
Yeah.
And so there was a lot of them. Like, I'm not even joking, bro. Like, 15. And they all have, like, over 20 million views.
Do you think if they would have tagged your Instagram or if Instagram was around, you think you'd be popping off that? Probably.
Yes.
I'd say so.
Yes. I think, here's the honest truth. There is part of me that feels like I fucked up a little bit because I had them take all that shit off.
What shit?
All my tags off it.
Really?
Because they did tag me and I told them to take my name off it completely.
Because
here's what the problem was, is I was headlining at that time.
Really?
So when people Googled my name,
me making this out, next comedian.
Exactly.
He taught you how to make out, ladies and gentlemen, Two Fine Blouse Time.
He can fuck the shit out of a pillow. So, give him a fuck.
That's actually what I want to bring you up on stage next time. I can't wait to do that. So walk me through. So you shoot it all. You got all those.
Yeah.
How soon after those aired did they start to blow up?
Dude, honestly, I don't know. Because when
I didn't even know about it until somebody commented it. And then I Googled it.
Yeah.
And I was like,
dude, everybody has those reactions. Because you have to look like a little, you have to do a little bit of searching to find it. Like a little bit. Like maybe like page 2 of like the Google search or whatever.
Yeah.
But like, I remember the first time my girl found it. She like literally screenshotted. She goes, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Like it's always one of those moments where people are like, what? Who? How? What is this?
Exactly.
What is this?
Exactly.
Because people, I feel like, know me in some way. And then all of a sudden it's like, who is this person that's doing this weird shit?
Dude, I have a scene from some short film I did where I made out with this mom who was like 65.
No.
I don't know where it is on the internet, but I'm making out with her.
Dude.
And it was like one of those things where my buddy, who's another comedian, was like, yo, I want you to do a scene. You'll be the same thing, the comedic relief.
Yep.
And he's like, it'll be really funny. Like, you'll be the one dude, like the young guy who makes out with the mom. And then like we're there, and I was like, yeah, but we're not really gonna do that scene. He's like,
yeah.
He's like, nah, we can like stage it. And I was like, word. And then cameras are rolling.
Of course.
And then he's
dude.
Like, let's do one more, but just get in there. And bro, she grabbed my face and just,
yeah,
it is.
It is a weird situation where like there are so many people behind the camera, and like there is pressure there.
Yeah.
Because it was pitched to me like, you're just gonna make fun of the way that she's, and then all of a sudden it was like, it was sort of exactly your situation. It was just like, yeah, but like, what if? Okay, how about this, Michael? What if you're the dude? Oh my God, they're so great.
Yeah, they just fucking up talk you. They'll be like, dude, you got a good jawline.
And
you're
like, yeah, like,
yeah, I do.
They know how to do it.
Oh, they're fucking like sweet talking. Producers are great at doing that. So the fact that they didn't have you like jerk yourself off or like fuck a rhesus is like pretty impeccable. You know?
Oh, that's on page 3 of the Google searches. Yeah.
So that video came out.
Yeah.
Do you ever get recognized off that on the street?
Yeah.
What would people say?
I mean, not honestly. Recently, not maybe like in the last like year and a half, 2 years,
yeah.
But it was like, but when I was,
because it's just your face, it's you and another girl. It's like very much, it's not like, oh, I saw you in a commercial. It's like, yeah. Yo, dog, you taught my son how to make out.
Yeah.
Dap.
You know what's also funny is like, I feel like I do get recognized way more, but people won't say anything because then they have to let me know that they watched a video they on how
might,
to make out.
They might be like, oh, I've seen it somewhere.
Dude. But, I remember someone commented on like maybe I don't even know some Sip Socks episode and was like, that's the dude from the Howlcast whatever how to make out, and the next comment was, why the fuck are you watching those videos? So like that's always the that's why I feel like people are like embarrassed to say anything.
Exactly.
But like the looks I get sometimes, I'm like, that's not like a hey, what's
yeah. It's
up?
Also like you look a lot. It's you. It's very clear. It's like you had a different hairstyle. Like bro, this is fresh off the press. Looking.
This is me.
When was the last time you watched it? Have you?
I have never watched more than maybe 2 minutes of one of them.
Yeah.
I've never watched them all. I've never even watched the full one.
Yeah.
I'm so scared to watch it. It's probably the most cringeworthy. We got to do a reaction episode on these. 100%.
That's only right. But, I mean, the people wanted to know. And you know, so we'll dedicate a full episode to
that. Oh, yeah. We got this.
And we'll crank up the mics for that because the ASMR is going to be rocking on that one. I want to hear the lips locking. I want to hear the lips fucking pop locking and dropping like a fucking.
Oh, no, like dude. There's moaning. It's weird. It's weird.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was a comic relief. Sure I was. Where's the funny, you fucking loser? I'm just like, mwah, mwah, give me a... Mwah.
Oh,
like,
boy.
How funny...
Well, I'm hard in this corner. Anyways, guys...
Oh, I just tasted my own semen.
Yeah, wow. I mean, yeah, it all comes back to that, dude. Any final regards you want to let people know? It's just a nice little teaser. You know, maybe every certain amount of episodes, we just start interviewing.
Yeah.
I like it.
I like this, man.
It's good.
It's like, I feel like the people... want to know a little bit about me. They learned a lot about you last episode.
Yeah.
This is good.
It's great.
I feel great about it.
You got anything coming up you need to...
I'm going to be in Lincoln, Nebraska at the Comedy Loft June 6th to the 9th. Come out. It's a really, really fun club. And then I'm going to be in Lake Tahoe Improv on the third week of June.
Yeah. This is coming out on Wednesday. So tonight I'll be at Nashville and Zanies. Yeah.
Hey.
Stoked on that. And then tomorrow, which is Thursday, gonna be in Huntsville, Alabama at Stand Up Live. And I'm excited. I think I'm just gonna come out in Alabama in a giant condom and I'm gonna try to record it and just troll the fuck out of them. Might get booed. Who knows? I'm looking forward to it though. But yeah, that's been an interview with Too Fine, Blaustein.
Oh, thank you guys. Subscribe and like on iTunes. I love you guys.
Give us 5 stars.
Please. Peace.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.